At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Dance Nation!
Is Kim and Kanye's daughter Northwest becoming a diva? We'll dive into that.
And Jermaine Dupri's daughter is keeping it real with her dad like only kids can.
And later, honey, we're dishing with Tanya Bush Harris about the new season of Married to Medicine. But what you got first, Tanner?
Okay, all right, guys. To refresh your memory, Robert De Niro, Bobby D, is suing a former employee named Graham Chase Robinson.
Oh.
She was VP of production and finance at his company. The case has been going on for a couple years. Now, De Niro claims she binge-watched Netflix during work and used the company card and his frequent flyer miles for her personal use. And she's countersuing, claiming he made sexist comments and discriminated against her because she's a woman. So, while testifying, Bob reportedly raised his voice multiple times, and he admitted he might have called her petulant, snippy, and a spoiled brat. He said, fine, I berated her, I've raised my voice, I don't yell. You want to dispute that? That's one thing I don't do. Ooh. So, if he could yell at her,
He yelled at her in court?
Yeah. He could be the first dude to get like an Oscar during a court case.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Picture the performance being very epic, you know what I'm saying? Like, De Niro like.
He would have never done that to her had she been a black woman.
Period.
He would have never yelled at her.
Period.
He'd have married her.
Yeah, he probably
would. But she was a white woman.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
She was a white woman. He would have never yelled at her.
Ain't nobody be yelling at me. I do be watching Netflix on here, and I be using the company car all the time. Because how am I get my groceries? How am I get my things I need from day to day? Shoot, I'm going to use the company car for that.
And you should. You work. That's your job.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's part of the job.
That's why I love Dish Nation. They would never.
I think that's like embezzlement or something.
Yeah, definitely embezzlement
when you're stealing from the company. She just using a car.
Exactly.
You could bring enough to share. That would be nice.
No, never that. Well. But what do we think about him berating her at the office? Do we believe that her size?
And one of those words you said, I don't even remember what it was because it's the first time
petulant?
I've never heard that word.
Okay.
That is from the back of Webster's dictionary.
Yeah. It's got more than three syllables. Or is it three syllables?
Petulant. It's three.
Oh, never mind.
That's that green card. That's
Well, speaking of yelling or not yelling, John Stamos is spilling more tea from his past, honey. So while promoting his memoir, if you would have told me, John dished on his time playing Blackie, on General Hospital.
What is the ethnicity of this person?
I guess
Stamos
gonna get the
is white. Okay. Stamos super Caucasian.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, Blackie. All right. In the early 80s, he was doing a scene where his character's mom had died, but a big-time guest star was watching him from off-camera, and it distracted him. Check this out.
And so I heard this rustling, and I couldn't get through the scene. I couldn't get to that emotional place. And I heard rustling, and I heard a pop like this, and then I was like, who's get that old lady out of my eye line? And the old lady was Elizabeth Taylor, and she just bopped a bottle of champagne in a director's chair, and she was sitting there, she wanted to see him with Blackie. Oh, gosh.
Okay, wow. Uncle Jesse.
But, you know, famous people need to get the same smoke a regular person would get. You're on a set. You can't be popping bottles while somebody's trying to
get seen. Elizabeth Taylor.
He said that he apologized to her about it, to Miss Taylor, and then he went back to the scene and he was able to cry his eyes out. But, okay, she popping champagne. It's just a lot going on. So she popping champagne while he trying to get his acting on. And he's Blackie. It's a lot of things going on.
Can we talk about Blackie? Right. Does anybody remember the Blackie storyline?
I wasn't watching General Hospital when that was a thing.
But was he playing Blackie or was he in blackface?
What is going on?
Dr. Blackie.
Right? And then she popping champagne during a serious, obviously a serious scene.
But on the flip side, it seems like it kind of helped him out because, like, maybe he was able to cry because he just insulted Elizabeth Taylor.
Right.
Who in 1980 was like the Elizabeth Taylor.
Right. She was in her 50s. She would have been about 50 then. He probably thought his career was over.
Yeah.
She was also in that Major Cougar action. Like, she's only, like, what? She was 50. He was like 20-something.
Yeah.
Maybe Elizabeth was like,
that's why she was popping that bottle.
She was the share of her era.
That's right.
The original Lady Eloise, if you will.
Yeah.
All right. The Kardashians are certainly grooming the up-and-coming generation of their dynasty, y'all. Now, Northwest is on the cover for ID Magazine's fall-winter issue, 2023 striking a pose, bigging herself up, and letting the world know she is here for the takeover, y'all. And here are a couple questions that they asked the talented 10-year-old and her answers. So I'm going to ask the questions, and Jesse, you'll answer just like your, you know, Kanye and Kim's rich daughter, okay?
Period. I can relate so much.
All right. Who is your style icon?
Me.
What three words would you use to describe yourself?
The best ever.
What do you want to be when you're older?
When I'm like 13? I want to walk dogs, to make money to buy art supplies because everything is around is expensive. So a rapper, a basketball player, and I'm going to make artwork that I sell. Also, one day, I want to own Yeezy and Skims, and I want to be a business owner.
Okay. All right there.
Yeah. Yes. I feel like y'all are both Kanye's kids.
Right?
Yeah,
man,
you really truly channeled that. Yo, but the confidence is high. And yo, that's how you gotta kind of move through life.
It's the Kanye vibes. Definite Kanye. The best ever. Yeah. Where did you hear that
literally,
at?
Literally. Seriously. A 10-year-old saying they want to have artwork. Yeah exactly. That definitely tells you she's not a normal 10-year-old. Yeah.
But when you say art, you like art or like art colors, you know, 1, 2, 3 with the colors?
She's talking about Van Gogh's, honey. When I was 10 years old, I just was barely coloring within the lines, child.
Did y'all have colors? I mean, because it was expensive.
Yeah, so.
Wait, you didn't have.
Wait, you didn't have
colors in your crayons?
No. My parents didn't buy us colors. We couldn't afford colors.
Said chalk and coal.
Wait. There were coloring boxes that did not have like reds and blues and stuff?
They had it, but we didn't have it because we couldn't afford them. We had to color when we got to school, when the school supplied the colors and stuff. I wasn't as fortunate.
This is back when TV was black and white too, though.
Yeah. So y'all was using rocks to color.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Well, like we always say, it be your own kids. Jermaine Dupri's daughter, Jalen, had him in a chokehold. Baby girl was so bold when she asked JD, how did he feel when her mama left him? Listen to this.
What? Oh, I just said, like, how did you feel when my mama left you? Like, how did that feel? Like,
what make you think your mama left me?
Because you're old.
Ooh.
What?
You're old. You're old.
You think your mama left me?
Yes.
Because I'm old?
Period.
No, that's not actually why. Because you just... Ooh. Other things that are supposed to be said on the internet.
So you think your mother left me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I know.
And you feel sorry for me because your mother left me?
No, I'm asking how did you feel? I don't feel sorry for you.
Oh my God.
She too many things, baby.
Wow.
But you know, he's a good daddy. Because he wanted to tell her, no, your mama didn't leave me. I left her ass for Janet Jackson.
Oh,
but that's what he wanted
Lord.
To tell
her. But I mean, yeah, she did drag him a bit, too. She's like, yeah, you are a lot of things that shouldn't be said on the internet.
Isn't that something?
Lord.
I think she was only that confident because they're the same height.
Yeah.
And if he was taller, he wouldn't have, you know, she would have knew better. She would have moved a little bit more accordingly.
Well, anyway, child, coming up, Mama Tina Knows Baby says Beyonce can really be something to deal with, honey. We'll get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So, guys, Mama Tina had a few choice words for her daughter, Beyonce. So, during a recent interview with Sherry Shepherd, Tina was asked what it's like being backstage at Beyonce's shows, to which she playfully revealed that her daughter can get real mean. Let's take a look at what she had to say about the queen.
You know, we laughed about this recently because I was saying, girl, you get really mean back there. I'm really happy that I don't have to be back there anymore because I used to do the quick change and she would just be, we laugh because she used to do flaws and all and she would say, I'm a, okay. In the morning and I'll be like, in the evening too. And I start going. And then after we get off, she'll say, Mama, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I know. And sometimes she'd be crying. I was like, she crying because she knows she just said some crazy stuff to us.
Not Beyonce being a diva.
Who's shocked? Who's surprised?
She had a whole song called Diva.
Literally.
Yeah, it's kind of powerful, of course, yeah? Yeah.
Beyonce stood up on that stage during this past tour and pointed at an audience member and said, she ain't no diva. Okay, so I don't even want to imagine what she's saying backstage.
Yeah, we'll blame that on Sasha Fierce.
And I mean, back in the day, Beyonce said, being nice and being a boss, like, it doesn't mix up. You do have to boss up when you're back there, like, you know?
So, I mean, Tanner, you're a diva.
Oh, me? I'm the diva?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get here on time and stuff like that. And then you be demanding other people be here. I'm like, well,
no, I never demand. You know that's not true.
You do be in the hair chair a little long, Tanner.
Me?
Don't try to act up.
This is a wig. You like my lace front? Come on.
Jesse got on one too, but still, you be a diva. So.
I love people looking at me and then looking at Gary and going, Tanner is the diva. Well, moving on. Wedding bells may soon be ringing for Marcus Jordan and his girlfriend, Larsa Pippen.
This is crazy.
So the couple recently appeared on a podcast and was asked, was there any wedding plans for him and Larsa to get married? And Marcus revealed, it's in the works.
Oh, wow.
He also shared that he would love if his dad, Michael Jordan, the GOAT, be his best man, despite the NBA legend wanting nothing to do with their romance. And apparently, they have some kind of family tradition going on because Marcus was the best man at Michael's wedding, and now he wants him to return the favor. Do you guys think MJ is going to do...
Michael Jordan said he don't want to be bothered with that tramp, honey. He said, I want to be in the wedding, but now I don't like the idea of what he's doing to his son. Because now, if Marcus was the best man in his wedding, when he's with that new woman he married to over his mama, but he didn't want to get his checks cut, so he had to go ahead and be the best man.
Yeah, like...
So, but that's not fair,
if you're going to make me uncomfortable for your new wedding and make my mom mad, you're going to have to be uncomfortable in this wedding.
I just want to go on record to say, Larsa Pippen Jordan is insane.
Yo, that is
Larsa
wild, isn't it?
Larsa Pippen Jordan?
Both names?
Is insane. Yeah,
not only should she get the wedding ring, but also an NBA one as well.
That's what I was saying,
That's top notch.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like,
it's wild that her husband got a ring because of Jordan, and now she's going to get a ring because of Jordan.
Like come on now. Yeah. And then, like, what if this doesn't work out and, like, she bumps her head and lands on Shaquille O'Neal? Then we got Larsa Pippen Jordan O'Neal. That would be insane,
She's
too.
A big garden until it did happen.
I would call her the bone collector.
She's the GOAT, honestly, at that point.
Well, honey, the lovely Tanya Bush Harris, honey, is here to talk about the new season of Married to Medicine and the drama between her and the other ladies. So come right back.
Larsa for three.
That's insane. I'm sorry.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, now, baby, the cast of Married to Medicine is trying to overdose us, honey, with all this juiciness. So last week, honey, we had Quad Webb and Dr. Heavenly. You know, we're here. And now we have another Married to Medicine diva, my friend, in the building, honey. Welcome, Ms. Tanya Bush Harris.
Hey,
Tanya.
Yes,
honey. All right, so, Tanya, now, you heard, honey, what I said, right? Okay, now, what I said was we had Dr. Heavenly and Quad here.
I heard that. It went right over my head.
There you go, Gary. Being messy.
That's the moment. That was bad. They say the best for last.
But let's get some tea first, child. So, season 10 of Married to Medicine is here. What can fans expect this season, Toya?
We're always a very honest and authentic cast.
Yeah.
But this season, we're tasteful. You know what I mean? It's it really and truly. It's great humor. It's fun. All the ladies actually like each other.
Okay.
The ones that don't, we got rid of. Sorry, you know, but it's cool. It's all good.
All right, well, you and your hubby, Dr. Eugene.
He's still there.
Okay.
He's good.
The boys are growing up so, so fast. Like, oh my gosh. Having conversations, you guys are having conversations like the birds and the bees. Like, how do you guys take that on, especially on camera?
Honestly, I love it. I talk to my father about everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it didn't matter what it was. It could be a threesome, whatever. I went to my dad about it. No, it sounds crazy, but we did. No, we just talked about it. I'm not going to answer that question. But at the end of the day, I do want my children to be able to talk to us openly and candidly about whatever.
That's good.
And even right now, we have those conversations. It's like,
good.
They ask us about anything.
you know, there's a lot of new faces this season. You got Phaedra, Dr. Alicia. You got Dr. G's new bride, Letitia Luntzer.
Yes.
How is it having these ladies on the show? Like, is there a name that makes you snarl when you see it on the call sheet? Or is everything, like, you know, roses?
You know what? Honestly, if you don't do much, I don't even commit your name to memory.
Ooh.
Let's be clear. Letitia was great. She was funny. She was she was being herself, and she may watch it and regret it, but it's okay. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
But, so she took that woman's husband.
No, she did not. She did not.
She didn't take Quad's husband.
Honey, she Quad and him ran away from each other. They ran away.
Well, tell me this, Otalia. Do you think, I mean, that Dr. G is better off with her than Quad?
Oh my God.
I think that Dr. G is better off with someone who actually loves him.
Whoa.
So you're saying Quad didn't love him?
I'm saying I was not in their bedroom. I can only speak from an outsider, you know. And from the outside, did you see love?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think. Well,
when exactly? Give me one moment.
I don't know. I just no. I sat here and watched you put the silencer on a gun and take multiple shots.
I just need one moment. I'm asking. I mean,
well, but Quad loved him.
Yeah, like, you know, in the credits.
Right. Season one, psychologist.
Right. So they did have love between them. Okay. Yeah, so that season is over. He's remarried. Yeah, well, so Toya is saying we should just
move on.
Yeah, yeah.
Move on to bigger and better things.
We're talking about moving on. 10 years of the show, 10 years of drama, 10 years of laughs. Who do you think has changed the most over the years, and who's changed the least?
I've changed the most.
Okay.
I finally, in season 10, have evolved to being more than just a housewife on TV.
Okay.
You know, they're actually showing me doing something.
Okay.
Doing something other than just raising my children, because I do a ton of things. I mean, you know.
Yeah, because you did pharmaceutical sales.
That's right, pharmaceutical sales.
Really,
I now have my own wine collection.
The least.
I don't like to use the word least. I'll just say they stayed the same, and it's Heavenly. Even every time you see Heavenly, Heavenly's being Heavenly. That's who she is. It's Heavenly.
She being her Dade County self. She's from Florida down.
And she's too old to change anyway. I mean, it is what it is.
Yo, how many guns you got?
Well, coming up, y'all, we have some more Married to Medicine tea with Toya Bush Harris right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Toya girl, real quick, we're going to roll this clip from a game that we played with Dr. Heavenly and Quad called Who Would You Rather? Check this out.
If you're stuck on the side of the road, who would you rather have help you out, Dr. Jackie or Toya?
who are you addressing that question
to? To both of y'all. Yeah,
I'm going to answer that first. Toya ain't going to help me do She will dig a grave for me.
So what you gotta say about that, girl? What you gotta say, Toya?
You know, it's funny because I pretended like I was stuck on the side of the road not too long ago, and I sent a text to in the thread, and I said, can somebody help me? I'm tired. And Letitia said she'd send an Uber. Phaedra called to make sure I was good for real.
Okay.
Heavenly said, you know, I got you.
Is this a test you regularly do where you pretend
to
be?
No, it was random. So it's so random that you asked that question. It was just random. I really was getting my tire fixed, and I was like, you know, I'm just going to walk.
Now I would have figured out if that happened before they was on the show or after they was on the show.
This was before. This was like almost a week ago.
Okay, cool.
It was a week ago.
They was here about a week ago.
Yeah.
Bobby Shmurda energy. Before we let you go, if you had to give yourself a tagline for this season, because like those are always spicy, right?
Okay.
What would it be?
Come for me if you want to. Because this housewife will be here till the end.
It's layers to that now.
It's like a little housewife's a little Chucky.
Yeah. It's kind of a threat. It's a little bit of a threat.
Well, Toya, thank you so much for pulling up on us and dishing with us and giving us all this juicy deets. Sounds like this season's going to be nuts. So everybody, make sure you tune in to Married to Medicine, premiering this Sunday, November 5th. You gotta set your DVR now so you don't miss it.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.